On FM, online and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pre 2029, my king 31 Johannesburg. Bereik vandag 'n maksimum van 27 grade. Die Hooggeregshof in Johannesburg het die borgtog appel van die omstrede sakeman Vusikat Matlala van die hand gewys. Matlala wou 'n vorige besluit van die Alexandra Landroshof om 'n borgtog te weier omkeer. Hy word daarvan beskuldig dat hy 'n mislukte huurmoord op sy ex-meisie, die aktrise Tebogo Bajane, in 2023 uitgevoer het. Die nasionale vervolgingsgesag het sedertdien die hof se beslissing verwelkom. Woordvoerder Pindi Majondwana.
We are of the view that the court made the right decision in denying Mr. Matlala bail, considering the severity of the charges and the risk to public safety. The judgment proves once more that as the NPA, we cannot rest on our laurels, but must continue working tirelessly to ensure that justice prevails.
Die Zuma-stichting het die onlangse uitspraak oor oud-president Jacob Zuma se regskoste gekritiseer. Die Gautengse Hooggeregshof het Zuma verlede week beveel om 28,9 miljoen rand van die wapenskandaalsaak se regskoste aan die staat terug te betaal. Die stichting se woordvoerder Zwanele Manye sê Zuma is geregtig om 'n eis vir sakevergoeding teen die staat in te stel.
Instead of applying the PFMA to hold the responsible officials accountable for unauthorized expenditure, the court excused the state's unconstitutional conduct and shifted the entire burden onto an innocent party. This approach reflects a concerning lack of balance and a failure to uphold the constitutional principles of fairness and accountability.
Die Soil of Africa burgerlike beweging het al woede uitgespreek oor die wrede moord op twee jong vroue in Mamelodi Oos. Hulle liggame is oor die naweek met skietwonde in die gebied gevind. Die drie vroue is die afgelope week vermoor. Die beweging se voorsitter Bongani Ramontsha.
Our demands to the South African police is immediate deployment of all level of policing, including tactical response teams, crime intelligence and GBV units to Mamelodi East. Arrest of the perpetrator within 7 days. Failure to do so will compel the community led by SOA to lawfully shut down Mamelodi until justice is served.
'n Grootskaalse operasie teen misdaad is die naweek in Swani gelei tot die inhegtenisneming van 328 verdagtes. Speerders sê die veldtog gelei en 251 gesoekte verdagtes opgespoor. Hulle misdrywe wissel van moord tot poging tot moord, polisiewoordvoerder Johan van Dijk.
22 undocumented immigrants were arrested and will be handed over to immigration authorities for deportation, with 4 persons being arrested for drunk driving and 9 persons for drinking in public. One suspect was arrested for possession and dealing in drugs when 49 Ziploc bags containing dagga was found in his possession. 6 art infringement notices were issued to the value of 4,000 rand.
En nog nies uit die buitenland, 4 mense is dood in botsings tussen veiligheidsmagte en ondersteuners van 'n oppositieleier in Kameroen. Betogers sê die afgelope week het die strate ingevaar, talle ander is beseer. Action al September, dier ander stories op jacaranda.fm.com. Die volgende bulletin om 12:00.